WUSF recently partnered with StoryCorps on a new national project. The goal of One Small Step Tampa Bay is to bring people of different beliefs together to have a respectful conversation and attempt to break down the boundaries created by politics. It's a reminder that we have more in common than what divides us. In the first installment, 60-year-old former Marine and lifelong NRA member Mike DeWitt sat down with 32-year-old Zach Jones, who describes himself as an extremely liberal gay Democrat, and they share how they see the world from very different perspectives.
The thing I want people to understand me most is when they look at me, they see a person who has short gray hair and a Marine Corps tattoo, and I tend to come across probably a little hard to get to know. Truth is, I'm not that way at all. Yes, I was in the Marine Corps, and I'm proud of that service, and I am a lifetime member of the National Rifle Association. I'm exceptionally disappointed in this president, and that would be something that someone may be surprised to hear about me. I'm just the guy that believes in America and believes in Americans, and that I believe that we have the potential to be the kindest, most generous, most caring people in the world. So why don't you tell me a couple of things you want me to understand about you, Zach?
I am extremely far left-leaning. I'm a liberal gay Democrat who believes that America should be that beacon of hope for everyone. We are not being that. We're telling all of these people there's no room, no room at the inn, doors closed, go home. And that is disappointing.
I agree with you. I don't understand how it came to be that only the most extreme voices on either side are the voices that we hear. Everybody is just speaking extremely, and all of the reasonable voices have no place in the dialogue.
Everyone is putting their foot down and wanting their way, and we're not getting anywhere. We're getting so hung up over the ideological differences, the stereotypes of Democrats want open borders, Republicans want to just shut everyone off, that we're not allowing ourselves to look at why the system is broken and what we need to do to fix it. We're not allowing ourselves to fix it because everyone involved is saying, my way or the highway.
You're from a different generation than mine. I experienced different things growing up. But I don't doubt that you love this country every bit as much as I do, and that you see hope for it. In fact, I hope that you see the hope for this country, because this is the country that I worked pretty hard to make for you. And it's important to me that we're morally courageous, and I don't mean morally from a spiritual standpoint of view. I'm talking about the morality that offers opportunity to every person to have happiness and the American dream. The reason I wanted to do this with you is I believe that perhaps this can begin with us.
It has to start somewhere.